Last night, as I was falling asleep with the television on, I heard something about no hit, and I thought it was a story about the Cubs, but apparently there was a no-hitter. Let's talk to Sean Marshall, former Cubs pitcher, now with the Marquee Network. Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, did you ever come close in your pitching career to a no-hitter?
Not in the big leagues. Maybe some dabbled with some in high school and in little league, but that was a special moment last night for the South Side. You root for guys like Carlos Rodon and his adversity he's dealt with, the injuries, and man, that was really exciting. I tuned in about the eighth inning, and if you're a fan of baseball, you root on stories like that, and that was disappointing to see him not get the perfect game with that slider hitting Perez's back foot, but to get the no-hitter 2 years in a row for the White Sox was pretty cool to watch.
All right, Sean, let me ask you about that, because a lot of people are ripping Roberto Perez for not getting out of the way of the pitch in that situation. Rodon defended him. Rodon said, if I'm there, I'd do the same thing. So it's not my job to protect a perfect game in that situation. What's your take on that?
You know what? Rodon's stuff was so good last night, and it was just getting better. So eighth inning, he's, you know, upper 90s, and he's throwing 98 in the ninth. And when you're a hitter, you have to get started to swing to catch up with the 99. And what happens is you plant your feet. And so Perez sees the ball in the strike zone for a minute. It was a slider, starts to plant his feet. You see his legs start to get starting his swing, and his foot was dug in there. And that back, we call it the back foot slider. You don't want it to actually hit the back foot, but you want it to kind of start as a strike and dive in towards the back foot of the right-handed batter. And he just couldn't get out of the way. I mean, his stuff was so nasty last night, and it was very impressive, and he definitely looks like he's fully healthy, but there was no way he could have got out of the way of that pitch.
All right, you would have been there in 08 when Carlos Zambrano threw a no-hitter for the Cubs in Milwaukee, oddly enough, against Houston. And I'm watching last night, you just watch the dugout, and I know this isn't unusual when a pitcher has a good game going, but especially when it's a perfect game or no hitter, everybody just stays away from that guy. Do you remember what it was like during Zambrano's no hitter?
It was like that. Yeah, I was actually in the bullpen.
That's what I was
and
thinking.
That's funny you bring that up. 2008, that was when there was a big hurricane going through Houston, and so the Astros came up to play at a neutral site against us, the Cubs, and we were in the home clubhouse of the Brewers, and Big Z was there, and I don't know, it was just so interesting, and it was really a home game for the Cubs, even though we were the visiting team. And, you know, I've seen a couple no-hitters. I was in Cincinnati for both of Homer Bailey's no-hitters, and you just let the guy in his own thoughts. You don't want to be the person that could, quote-unquote, jinx it, you know? And it's funny, like, you hear Boog Sciambi talk about how, or Lynn Casper as well, you can't jinx it as a broadcaster now. So I get all these text messages coming, and they're like, everybody tune into the White Sox game. Carlos Rodon is going perfect. And I'm like, don't jinx it. People saying, don't jinx it. I said, you can't jinx it when you're a broadcaster. You can't jinx it over text.
Yeah,
but cool. Yeah, that moment up in Miller Park, it was named Miller Park at the time. Now it's called American Family Field. Was a really special day for Big Z. He always had no-hit quality stuff, and it just all the stars aligned that day. And unfortunately for the Astros, they had to leave Houston, where they were getting pounded by the hurricane, and leave their families behind in a tough time. And then they come up to Milwaukee, and then they get no-hit by Big Z. So it's a tough week for the Astros that time. Yeah.
Sean, I'm sure you can identify with the shoulder problems that Carlos Rodon has had, because you went through that, didn't you?
I sure did. Yeah, I hurt my shoulder in spring of 2013. I threw one pitch right at the last week of camp, and I was feeling great. I was pitching as best as I've ever pitched, and I threw one pitch, and I felt a different sensation in my shoulder, and I ended up going through three surgeries, the first one being the most significant to repair torn labrum, and I had some damage to my capsule, which kind of keeps my shoulder socket in place when I throw. So I've dealt with those shoulder injuries, and he's been through a lot. He's been through Tommy John, and that's reconstructing the elbow. But what a cool story, because rehab is hard. And he said it in his post game. It's such a grind. And anyone that's had shoulder surgery, and there's lots of people in this world that have had, so it's just, it's not a fun thing to go through. And when you're a pitcher coming back, rehabbing, whether it's your elbow, your shoulder, or any other injury, there's always that thought in the back of your hand, in your mind, that am I going to make it back to the big leagues? You know, is it time to give up and continue, you know, living life with my family and not playing baseball every day? So for him to stick through it and go through thick and thin and rehab and grind and then have that special day yesterday, that is very special. And it gives me goosebumps talking about it, because I wish it was me. I couldn't come back from my shoulder surgeries, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but really cool. Mm-hmm. And stories like that, that's some good vibes right there.
And if you had a perfect game going in the ninth, and then somebody got hit by one of your pitches, but maybe could have gotten out of the way, how would you feel?
I would probably do exactly the reaction that Carlos did. Just kind of look at him like, really, man? I'm going to lose a perfect game with a ball right off the toenail. But I bet it did, I bet it didn't feel good for Perez, because it, on replay, it squared his foot up right on the big toe. So he's probably black and blue. And it's, he was trying to make history. I think there's been, 23 perfect games in Major League history, and he was just a few outs from number 24. And he had the baseball world all tuned in. So just a special day, all in all.
All right, the Cubs with a much-needed off day today, Sean, after a rough day yesterday, certainly in Milwaukee, and for the most part, kind of a rough road trip. Anything that you're seeing that would lead you to believe that this offense can get things turned around?
Yeah, there's some flashes of the offense reappearing. They're among the last in baseball in average and on base and slug. But there's some bright spots. I mean, KB, Chris Bryant, looked healthy, and he's swinging the bat well. Contreras with the big hit in the middle game of the series was clutch and much, much needed, really. They've been on a really tough stretch. But, you know, all in all, I'm looking at the batting averages here. Jock Peterson hasn't gotten going after a red-hot spring. Ian Happ was one of the offensive leaders last year, and he's batting 143 so far on the season. Rizzo, he got three hits in the last two games, raises his average to 171, but really hasn't gotten going. So Jason Hayward, David Bodie's batting just over 100. Hmm. Baez, you know what you're going to get with Baez. You're going to get some slug. You're going to get some swing and miss, excitement on the diamond. But I think there's good signs to come. I just don't think this team is that bad at offense. I think they are a very good offensive team. And it's been a slow start, and they're 12 games into now back to the 162. It's a small sample size, and they've set records on offense so far, and it's not good records.
Yeah,
I think it's the bottom, and it's like you're buying stock low on the Cubs, because I think and I know that they can come out of it, and the offense will pick back up.
Sean Marshall, he's on Marquee, Cubs pregame show with him tomorrow, Friday, and the Cubs opening up a three-game set against the Braves, and that will be noon Friday. Good talking to you, Sean, and good luck the rest of the way with the Cubs.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.